We continue the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Vav, paragraph Tes, about three lines into the paragraph. V'zeh shekosu b'korban Pesach al matzoi sumaroirim yoichluhu. We find that the Torah writes about the korban Pesach that it should be eaten together with matzah and moror. Ki Hashem Yisborach hiflioz chazdayimonu. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor, because Hashem showed us incredible kindness at that time, and He continues to do so in each and every single generation. Ki lahachnia ha-koved l'gabi ha-moyach, shehu ikar yitzias Mitzrayim, b'chinas harigas b'chor Mitzrayim, v'atzolos b'chor Yisrael, ze nasa al yedei tainis. Because as we learned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, that in order to subdue the liver and to put it under the control of the brain, which we said is the essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's the Malchus of Kedusha taking, going up, and the Malchus of the Sitrachra going down, which includes destroying the firstborn of Egypt and rescuing the firstborn of Klal Yisrael, that is achieved through fasting. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when a Jew fasts, then the brain receives first and the liver receives last. Whereas on a day that a person eats, the liver receives first and the brain is last. Aval oz b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim lo yhoyo efsher lahamtin lo yitzium ad shiachniu ha-kovid al yidei ha-tainis. However, at the time that the Jews were supposed to leave Mitzrayim, Hashem couldn't wait for the Jews to subdue the liver via fasting. Ki hayu meshukoyim betumas Mitzrayim ma'oid kama shekosu b'ksavim, because the Jews were very steeped in the impurity of Egypt, as is written in the Kisvei Arizal. Vim hayu roitza lahamten ad sheyizku lachnia tumas Mitzrayim shebechinas kovid moleidam ha'idei ha'tainis. And if Hashem would have wanted to wait until the Jews would follow the standard procedure of fasting in order to subdue the liver to the brain, it would have been all over, chas v'shalom. We wouldn't have made it. Alkein hifli Hashem yisborach chazdoi. Therefore Hashem showed incredible kindness. V'hoitzio amayidei b'chinas pele. And He took us out of Egypt via Pele. Pele means something wondrous. Hainu ayde bechinas neder, which means via a vow. Shehu ha-korban Pesach, which was the korban Pesach at that time. Shaydei zeh zoichen lo'enig Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that through neder, a person is zoichet to oinig Shabbos. Shehu bechinas achila digdusha. The main pleasure of Shabbos is the eating with holiness. Shehu b'chinas matzah, which we showed earlier, is tied into matzah. Shehu moichin gedoy lema'oid, which is a very high level of moichin, of das. B'chinas oinig Shabbos. V'aydei zeh daiko yotzu me'mitzrayim. And that's how the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, not through tainus, but rather through achila Shabbos, of which the example at that time was matzah. Shezeh b'chinas Shabbos ha-godoyel shekoydem Pesach. And this is why we see the inyan of Shabbos associated with Pesach, the Shabbos ha-godol that precedes Pesach. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim ha-yidei b'chinas Shabbos kanal, because as we said earlier, the zchus of leaving Mitzrayim involved Shabbos. V'zochu al-yidei achila daika, and we were zochet to it through eating. Hainu al-yidei achilas matzah, shehu achila digdusha, b'chinas onig Shabbos. We were zochet through eating matzah, which is an example of achila digdusha, just like achilas Shabbos. We were zochet lahachni al-yidei zeh daika tumas Mitzrayim, to lower, to weaken the tumah of Mitzrayim, b'chinas merirus hashibud shel hakoved, meaning the bitterness of the suffering which was associated with the liver, as we learned earlier, b'chinas tichbad hu avoida, as Paroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, when they came to try to ease the suffering of the Jewish people, Paroi's response was, tichbad hu avoida, we're going to intensify the hard labor. And tichbad miloshin koved, as we said earlier, V'chol ze zochu al yedei haneder shua korban pesach. And Klal Yisrael were zoiche to Yitzias Mitzrayim and to all the associated miracles through the neder, the vow, which was the korban pesach. Because as we mentioned earlier, every korban is a type of vow. V'ze shekosu bepesach, and this is why the Torah writes about korban pesach, al matzois umeroirim yoichluhu, that it should be eaten together with matzah and moror. Kalidei ha-pesach shehu neder zeichen la-matzah shoenik Shabbos kanal. Because as we learned earlier, through the mitzvah of korban pesach, which is an example of a vow, a Jew is zeichen to oenik Shabbos, which is the matzah. Shaydei zeh machnien ha-koved b'chinas tich badu avoida, which is what helps us subdue the liver, which is the concept of the intense labor, the tichbad hu avoida, shehu merirus hashibud, which is the bitterness of the hard labor that the Jews went through at that time. Bechinas moror, which is represented by the moror. V'chol ze zoichenai de achila dikdusha daika kanal. And Klal Yisrael was zoiched to this through the eating bigdusha, which is the eating of the korban pesach, and this matzah and moror, v'zehu al matzoi sumaroirim yoichluhu, that through korban pesach, which is a neder, which leads to oinig Shabbos, which is matzah, through that we zeichet to resolve the bitterness, to weaken the kovei, the tichbad huavoida, the merirus hashibud, and zeichet to yitzias Mitzrayim. Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas goydel ha-shefa shel ha-shirus shezochu b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. And with this we could also understand the incredible wealth that Klal Yisrael was zochet to at the time they left Mitzrayim. Kamo shekosuv, as the Torah tells us, v'achreichein yeitzu b'rchush godoil, that Hashem said that after all the plagues, Klal Yisrael will be zochet to leave Egypt with great wealth. V'zeh b'chinas ha-brocho shelokach Yaakov mi'esav. And this is also associated with the blessing from Yitzhak Avinu that Yaakov Avinu succeeded in taking away from Esav. V'chol zeh hoya yidei shelokach tchila mimenu es ha-b'chayra. And all this came about through the fact that Yaakov Avinu succeeded in acquiring the b'chayra from Esav first. K'mei shekosev, as the Torah says, Esav said, es b'chayrosi lokach, first he took my birthright, v'hine ato lokach berchosi, and now he took my brocha. Ki kishenis ale hamoyach ala koved, shubchinas b'chayra digdusha, because when the moyach is zoiche to take over the leadership instead of the liver, which we said before, that's the concept of the birthright when it's in its proper place, Azai Yisrael Nizoinen Tchila. Then the Jews receive the Shefa first. V'nimshach kol ha-shefa v'abrocha la-moyach tchila. And the Shefa and Brocha goes to the Moyach first. Who is the Moyach? The Hainu Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the Moyach. As we learned earlier, Yisrael olu b'machshova tchila. We mentioned that when Hashem first created the world, Hashem's first thought, the Moyach, was on Klal Yisrael. Dainu liYisrael, v'yoz kol ha-shefa v'ashirus liYisrael, and then all the shefa and wealth goes to the Jewish people, asher b'shvilom nivra olam, for whom the world was created, v'chol ha-shebo, with everything in it, v'chol ha-hashbois, v'chol ho-ashirus, v'chol ha-toiv shel kol ho-olamois, ha-koel shayach lohem levad, and all the shefa and all the wealth and all the goodness of all the worlds all belongs to Klal Yisrael, for whom Hashem created the world. Rak kishechas v'sholem poigmim Yisrael. It's only when the Jews mess up. Umizgaber chas v'sholem oil hagolos shel hakoved al hamoyach chas v'sholem. And as a result, we go into exile where the liver takes over the brain, where the malchus of the sitrachra takes over the malchus of kedusha. Oz hakoveit nizayin tchila. Then the liver receives first. V'oz heim goizlin hashefa tchila chas v'shom. And then they grab the shefa first before it comes to us. V'Yisroel nizayin mitamsis. And then we, the Jewish people, get the leftovers. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh. that when things are the right way, when Klal Yisrael is behaving properly, then their keli is a complete one. Their vessel is complete. So when Hashem pours into our cup, Hashem fills up our cup completely to the top. And if Hashem continues pouring, then when the overflow goes into the saucer. The saucer is Chutz Loretz. The saucer is the other nations of the world. But if Chas V'Shalom, our keli is pogum, if there's a hole in the cup, then when Hashem pours into the cup, nothing remains. The saucer fills up, and from what the saucer can hold, a little bit flows back, backs up into the cup. That's the concept of when Klal Yisrael is in the rightful place, or Chas V'Shalom the opposite. For those involved in fundraising, those institutions, Israeli institutions, whose fundraisers travel to Chutz Loretz to collect funds, the Zohar HaKadosh explains that all the money, all the wealth belongs in Eretz Yisrael and belongs to Eretz Yisrael. And the other countries are supposed to get the remainder, the overflow. But unfortunately, because we are in Golus, and because even in Eretz Yisrael, the Golus is felt and it's obvious to those who want to be honest, as a result of that, what happens is that the Shefa of Eretz Yisrael flows out, empties out into Chutz Loretz. And when those from Eretz Yisrael travel to Chutz Loretz for money, they're actually traveling to recover the Shefa of Eretz Yisrael. It's not as if we're taking away from Chutz Loretz and bringing to Chutz Loretz, or Chutz Loretz is supporting Eretz Yisrael. But rather, we're trying to recover the lost Shefa that left Eretz Yisrael due to our sins, Chas V'Shalom, due to our pigomim. V'al kein b'shas yetzias Mitzrayim she'oz nichna b'chur de sitra achra v'nichna ha'koved l'gabi amoyach. And that's why when the Jews left Mitzrayim and then the b'chur the sitra achra was pushed down, and the Koved was subdued, and the Moyach was raised up. Al kein chozra hashefa lemekoimo hamiti liYisrael. That's why the wealth was restored and returned to its true rightful place, which is to Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim. They cleaned out Egypt. The Jews cleaned out Egypt. Ki lokchu mehem kol ha'ashirus shehoyo shel Yisrael be'emes. The Jews took away all the wealth of Egypt, which was really the Jews. It really belonged to the Jewish people. Ki kol tuv shayach rak liYisrael shenekroim reishis. Because all the goodness belongs only to Klal Yisrael, who are called reishis. They are Hashem's firstborn. Shehem habechur be'emes. They're the true firstborn, Asher b'shvilom nivra koel, for whom Hashem created everything. Kamei shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Bereshis Bora. Bereshis, because of Reshis Hashem created, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikra Reshis, b'chinas b'chor d'gdusha kanal. V'al kein, Yaakov, al yidei sheloka b'chor b'esav, that's why Yaakov Avinu, by taking back the birthright from Esav, by doing that, he took back the bracha also. Esav acknowledged. He took the bechayra, and with it came the bracha. Because these two are dependent on each other. We said before, birthright is chachma, and birthright is malchus, if you recall. And Klal Yisrael are the chachma and the malchus of the world. They are the true chachamim and the true malachim of the world when they're behaving properly. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael is zeuchet to be put in their rightful position, then they're zeuchet to take back any wealth, any malchus, any wealth that left Klal Yisrael, we're zeuchet to retrieve it. V'al kein lokach Yaakov habrocha me'oviv al yidei hamatamim shosulovev kashrohav. Now we can understand also why, in order to get the bracha from Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu had to prepare food for Yitzchak Avinu. כי המתאמים של יעקב הם מכינס אכילה דקדושה, מכינס עונג שבס. Because the special foods that Yaakov Avinu prepared were the concept of the Shabbos food, the Oinik Shabbos, the Achila Dikdusha. Kamei Shekosov, as Yitzchak Avinu acknowledged when he said, Re'ei Reach Beni Kereach Soda Sheberchoi Hashem, that when he smelled his son Yaakov Avinu and the aroma of the food, he said, wow, this smells like the garden that Hashem has blessed, referring to Gan Eden. Shehu Sdei Tapuch and Kadishin. This is the field of the holy apples. Kamo Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi Kodesh says there. Shezel Bechinas Sudas Shabbos Shanikro Chakal Tapuch and Kadishin Kedua. This is the concept of the meals of Shabbos. We know that the Friday night meal is called the field of holy apples. V'alkein Kibel Yaakov Habrocha B'leil Pesach Aydei Shnei Gedoya Yizim Shal Seloviv. Now you could understand also why this event of Yaakov Avinu coming to Yitzchok Avinu and receiving the bracha, that took place on the night of Pesach. And the two goats that he brought to Yitzchok Avinu were for the Korban Chagiga and the Korban Pesach. Echad hikrav lePesach, ve'echad hikrav lChagiga. Ki korbonoi sein bechinas neder. Because again, as we said earlier, every sacrifice is an example of a neder. Shaydei zeh zoichen lo enig Shabbos. And Rabbi Nazal says there in the Likutei Moran that through neder, a person is zoicha to the pleasure of Shabbos. Umachnien hakoved moledam, which helps us to subdue the liver, which is full of blood, shehu Esav, which is represented by Esav, v'loikchem imenu habchoyra v'abrocha, and we take away the bechoyra and the brocha from the liver, from Esav, umachzirin lahamoyach, and we give it back to the brain. Shehu habchor dikdusha, which is the birthright of kedusha. Bechinas Yaakov, which is Yaakov Avinu. The targum on the word vayaakveni, where it says that Esav, when Esav said that Yaakov Avinu tricked me, he said vayaakveni. The targum says vachakmani, he outsmarted me. Yaakov Avinu is the chacham, he's the bechor of kedusha, he's the malchus of kedusha. Sheze ikar bechinas yitzias mitzrayim shoye b'leil pesach. This is the essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which took place on the night of Pesach. Sheoz kibel Yaakov habrocha. That's when Yaakov Avinu received the blessing. Shehu kol hahashpois v'kol hashirus. The brocha that he got from Yitzchak Avinu was all the shefa of the world and all the wealth of the world. Kamei Shekosov, as it says there, ve'yiten lechohu elokim mital hashamayim u'mishmanei oretz. Yitzchak Avinu said to Yaakov Avinu, may Hashem bless you with the tal hashamayim u'mishmanei oretz, bechinas va'achreichem yetzu berchush godol. This is the great wealth that the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim with. V'yalkei nikra Pesach Pesach kemuva, and this is why the holiday is called Pesach. And the Arizal says that the word Pesach is made up of two words, pe, soch, the mouth speaks, ze bechinas sholoim sheyesh loy pe. We mentioned earlier that in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal describes two types of sholoim, a sholoim sheyesh loy pe, and a sholoim shein loy pe, a concept of adabro no sholoim boch. Shezoichem bePesach, which was zoichet on Pesach, shezeo bechinas matzah, shezoichem lechol bePesach. This is the concept of the matzah which was zoichet on Pesach, shehu bechinas sholoim sheyesh loy peh. Matzah represents a peace that's associated with words, communication, where people are able to speak to each other openly.